We're going to meet newcomer Jessica Hoop today. She's been living in the Los Angeles area for a while, but before that lived north of the city and, among other things, had a job as a nanny for a well-respected songwriter you may have heard of, Tom Waits and Kathleen Brennan and their kids. And I don't know if any of that rubbed off. Of course, Tom Waits certainly was supportive of what she does. Her songs are just amazingly original. And when we actually met her for the first time, I asked her about songwriting and how that first started for her. She gave an unusual answer.
Walking. I walked everywhere. I walked everywhere to get to school. It was a way to make time or make use of walking. It's just natural, just nature.
So while I was counting the steps or trying not to step on the cracks, you were actually composing.
I was writing new Break Your Mother Back songs.
You grew up in a Mormon family. Where?
In Sonoma County, in Santa Rosa, to be specific.
Okay. Now, when we say Mormon, are we supposed to read strict into that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I wasn't like old school Mormon. When people think Mormon, they often ask you like, so do you have like six mothers? And the answer is no, and whoever thinks that needs to catch up quick. But no, we were raised with the standards, that the church still holds,
Right.
But I had a good deal of sheltering until I decided to break that shelter down.
And how, what form did your rebellion take?
If you want to get specific,
well, so
you get it
in
all the dirt,
you get.
And the dirt and demons, tamper with fire. Oh, the usual old renegade business.
Was there a musical rebellion involved with that? Because was there music around the house?
Yeah, my mom didn't. I mean, not to be cliche or anything, but my mom didn't want me to listen to the later Beatles records. And when I was, it's so funny because I wasn't doing it on purpose, but when I was breaking away from my my religion and my parents, I was naturally listening to the older Beatles records or the later ones. And so I don't know why that works out that way. But do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
I could have been listening to anything, but for some reason it made me feel better.
Now, is music involved with the church?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're the Tabernacle Choir, for crying out.
Absolutely.
Loud.
Absolutely.
But no, yeah, I had to change my, I mean, there's a lot of music I didn't learn, didn't know about as a kid. And still, I have friends say, you haven't heard? And I'll be like, nope, I haven't. Nope. And they're like, what? I'm like, nope. Which I think acts as an advantage in some ways and disadvantage in others.
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
I look like a total putz sometimes.
Jessica Hoop is our guest today, and all this kind of background doesn't really prepare us at all for what Kismet sounds like, because it's another world. You want to do a song to begin with, and then we'll talk some more?
I think we could do that after you, Dean.
It's not
It's Jessica Hoop. She's playing live for us today. That's the Intelligent Tactile one from Kismet, the debut album. And that, wow, Jessica, I was wondering what it was going to be like to hear performances of the songs that are so wonderfully dense and eccentric on the album. And congratulations. Who's playing with you?
I have Damian Anthony on MPC and Sasha Smith on keys.
God, that sounds great. One of the first things whenever people start discussing you and your career, one of the first things people raise is the fact that for a while you were the nanny to Kathleen Brennan and Tom Waits' kids.
What?
And before that, you were the nanny to Tom Waits and Kathleen Brennan's kids?
When?
You're fooling with me. And before that, you were, it sounded like you were kind of off the grid working at a place more in the wilderness.
Yeah.
What were you doing? And how did that job come up?
Oh, the job for the kids?
Yeah.
Oh, through a good friend of mine, David Holliday, brought me to work for these kids. He's David is a teacher in the primitive arts and survival skills. And I was real into that kind of thing. I still am. Just don't live around many trees, unfortunately. Sacrifice. Right. Sacrifice is the name of the game. So I ended up working. I just wanted to be out in outdoors. Just wanted to be outdoors all the time. So I ended up working in a way that let me do that.
And then you had the proper nanny skills, I guess, and that's how it worked out.
Yeah, you get proper nanny. Well, I didn't know. I didn't have proper nanny skills. I made some big little mistakes in my times. I was the Amelia Bedelia around. No doubt. I was literally. She might have been prettier than me, but I might have been her dark twin.
Yeah, you said that Tom was kind of a mentor to you. In what way?
Oh, I think just by being himself for the most part. And then when I'd have questions I could ask, and then they would prompt me to kind of get my, business together, moving along. They're all about the dream. And if someone has a dream, they just want to see it take off. So when I had questions, I'd ask.
Were they the kind of teachers that wouldn't give you direct answers, but make you find the answer yourself?
No, not at all.
Good.
No, they would, whatever I could pick, they would, they would give it up.
Well, I'm not the first to notice that, Summertime, a wonderful song from Kismet, has kind of two sides to it. There's a little piece that Anthony De Curtis has written where there's sort of the shimmery sunlit side, and then there's the sexual side to this. And I love how Anthony is totally right when he describes how you changed the whole music in this. How did Summertime start to represent those two things to you?
I think it always started out on the walk through the hills, tall grass, being a kid kind of thing, all the things that are great about being a kid in summer. I think summer brings us all back to childhood. I think that's why we love summer. And then I guess I had half of the song written, and it was actually the tail end of another song that's on the record called Dreams in the Hollow. And when Tony Berg heard the song, he said, Jessica, you should make that into a full song. So I sat down and I started writing about more things that were nostalgic about in that bridge section that we're talking about. I started writing about more things that were nostalgic about summertime. And I just thought, this song needs to go somewhere else. And then then there's that other side where the heat gets real heavy. It's not light anymore. It just gets real heavy. So there's a lot of fun to be had. Summer.
Moving into the tall grass portion, we should say.
Yes.
Anyway, can you do that one now?
Oh, most certainly. To lay low, playing in the rain. I love it, 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 I love it,
And that's Summertime from Jessica Hoop, who has only herself to blame for writing those melodies that make you sing so high. So
I know. I blame myself. I do.
That's part of what makes it delightful, though. That's great. Why did Kismet become the right title for the album?
Because it became true. I take it as a question, and it was kind of suggested at one point. Someone said the word and someone else said, that sounds like a good record title. And I didn't necessarily think so until there was some life-changing episodes and the question of what my life would be like coming up very soon at that point became real. I decided I'd like to, you know, I thought it was appropriate for that point in my life.
We should tell people that Kismet really kind of means fate. So it's what would happen.
Yeah.
What will happen will happen. What do you want to do next?
We're going to do a rowdy number. It's called Out the Back Door. Oh, when we rock the house, watch the roof go bump, and the swing is a swing on the floor. And all the brick house is going to bump the trunk, and all the swing is going to swing it some more. And all you players going to round them up, and all you lovers score. The beat gets hotter when the love erupts, and all the flames shooting out the back door. Out the back door, out the back door. Bow the blues and go, so brush your shoulders, bow to them. Out the back door, out the back door. Left hand on the Bible, cause dad's got a rifle. And out the back door, out the back door. And it's one all one from moon to sun, what we do from sun until moon. We will sing on water, dip a Lucy Lou, and all the red and then blue. And we cut that down in two and two. And baby, I'm turning purple like you. When we move with wings on our shoes. Sickest angels you ever knew. Out the back door, out the back door. Rolling up the window, smoking up some window. Out the back door, out the back door. Mellow in the cloudy, knock it back and rowdy. And we're out the back door, out the back door. Spinning the bar. Pop, I get down and bump it, pop. It's a motto when it comes to rock. Tick-tock and you do not stop. And now tick-tock and you do not stop. Whoa, whoa.
See, I told you they were all kind of different.
They're all
that
different.
Is Out the Back Door from Jessica Hoop, who's playing live for us today on the cafe. Jessica, thank you so much for the work, and thanks for being here today.
The pleasure is all mine.
Jessica Hoop, my guest, and we shall return in a moment here on the World Cafe.